Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Israel Pesach Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Sukkah Daf Gimel, and the topic is a sukkah lo aklinola, the halachos of the minimum size of a sukkah. After the Gemara brought down the story of Hilni Hamalka, and we mentioned that she was in a small compartment in a very large sukkah, the Gemara goes on to discuss the minimum size that a sukkah needs to be considered kosher. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel, Amrav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Halacha, the rule is, Tzricha Sheritehe Machzekes Rosho Verubo Vishulchan. A sukkah must be big enough to contain his head, his body, and his table to eat on. So Amrale Rabbi Abba said to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kiman Ki Beishamai. You mean to tell me you're paskin like Beishamai, where we see this opinion brought down later on, who holds that you need Rosh or Ruba v'shulchano? So he answers, Amar Lei, Ela Kaman, who else should I paskin like? The answer is basically saying, yes, we are paskin like Beis Shammai over here. And as Tosos points down, this is an example of one of the six cases where the halacha follows Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. The Gemara goes on to quote another machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai later on in the second parak about Sukkah Gedola, and is uncertain as to whether this machlokas, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, is by a sukkah gedola or a sukkah katana. The Gemara concludes towards the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph with the following. Le'olam b'tarzi pligi. We see that there are really two machlokas going on between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Pligi b'sukkah katana or pligi b'sukkah gedola. There's a machlokas by a small sukkah, and there's machlokas by a large sukkah. V'chisura mechzura v'alchi katani. And this is how the Brisa should read. If somebody was sitting inside a sukkah, and his body was in the sukkah, but his table was under the roof of the house, meaning he was sitting in the doorway. So Beis Shammai said, this is no good. Beis Hillel said, this is good. But if the sukkah itself, it only contain the amount of space for his head and his body, but not a table. Both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagree by both, a large sukkah and a small sukkah. By a large sukkah, Beis Hillel requires Rosh of Arubo. An amount codified by Rishonim, including the Rif and the Rosh, is 6 by 6 tefachim. Where does the 6 by 6 tefachim come from? So this is based on the fact that the size of an average person is an amma. By an amma. And an amma is 6 tefachim. So in order for a person to sit comfortably, he needs enough space to contain his body. Beis Shammai requires Rosh Ruba v'shulchano, which is codified by the same Rishonim as Zayin by Zayin tefachim, 7 by 7. The rationale that a person's table is also takes up the space of around the tefach, which minimally is around 4 inches. So there you have the difference between in a small sukkah, Beis Hillel says 6 by 6, Beis Shammai is 7 by 7. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? Why is he machmer by the sukkah katana? And it turns out that we have a machlokas rishon. As we said many times before, it's not just important to know what the opinions or what the shitos are, but it's also equally important to know the reasons for the shitos. Because knowing the reasons not only will give you a true understanding of the halacha, but it also lead to several nafkaminas, differences where the halacha is drawn out. There are two basic approaches to understanding Beis Shammai. The first is by the Rif. The Rif writes that since both a person and a shulchan cannot fit in the sukkah due to the lack of the space, we're afraid he might come to eat in his house. He'll be leaning over the edge. Let's say again, the sukkah's in the doorway, and he'll lean in to eat. So what's going to happen is his body is going to actually not be under the roof of the schach, but it's going to be under the roof of the house. So as a result, he's going to be eating not in the sukkah, but in the house. Tosus and the Ran have a different understanding behind this Zayin by Zayin. They maintain that there's an issue of worried or concerned about perhaps he might go into the house, but rather, it's a fundamental problem with the sukkah that's less by 7 by 7. The issue is, even though we hold that sukkah is really a Dira Sarai, a temporary dwelling, nonetheless, it still has to have a Shem Dira, a definition of a space that's suitable for living. Anything smaller than Zayin by Zayin, where a person can't fit in to sit and to eat with his table comfortably, is considered to be a diras rucha, a dwelling that is spoiled, it's become rotten, something which nobody in the Gemara, those who are on the Sukkah diras harai camp, and those who are for sure on the Sukkah diras keva camp, will allow. Now, the main fundamental difference between the two, as explained by many, including the Rav, is what's the nature of this psul. The Rif, by saying this whole nature is gzeira shemi mashe chashchar shulchano, we're concerned he might be drawn after his table and eat in his house, is clearly saying that this is a psul midrabbanan. After all, any chashash or any halacha that's made based on a concern that something might happen is a din derabbanan. According to the Ran and Tosos, the lack of a shame dira, making the sukkah a dira srucha, that would qualify as a psul midrabbanan. This is a Torah-tik psul, as the Torah says, teishu king taduruv, you have to sit in the sukkah as well as the way that you dwell, and anything that doesn't fit in with the requirements of a base dira is not a valid sukkah. Perhaps one way to spell the machlokes is, do we say this psul of Zion by Zion according to Beit Shammai, according to the Rif, it's an issue of circumstance, meaning the circumstances of Zion by Zion might impinge on you being Yosei the mitzvah. Whereas according to the Ran and Tosos, the sukkah listed by Zion is a fundamental problem within the sukkah. It's almost that Zion by Zion is a shear. And anything less than that, or Zion by Zion, is an actual shear, which defines the reality of sukkah. And anything less than Zion, by definition, does not have a din of a sukkah. What could be some nafkaminas between the Rif and the Ran? So I see one. So one brought down by the Rush, and a similar case is brought down by the Chazon Ish, is that what happens if a person is sitting in a sukkah that's 6x6, and this person, who's a smaller person, is able to fit everything comfortably in the sukkah, including himself on the shulchan. A similar case brought down by the Chazon Ish. Let's say a person goes and he's eating something where it doesn't require a shulchan. Let's say in our day, a person sitting there with a hot dog, or a person sitting there with a hot pretzel, or a sandwich. Again, you don't necessarily need to eat these type of foods with the table. Could a person be yotzei, where again, the sukkah is 6x6, but there's not going to be the issue of having a table in the house because either the table fits in completely, or because the table is not necessary to partake in this particular meal. So according to the Rif, all we need to do, the whole prohibition is, we're worried about Shema Yimashe Chachar Shulchano. Once we establish the fact that there's no concern of Shema Yimashe Chachar Shulchano, then of course there's no problem eating in such a sukkah. The issue is a concern. Once we can validate that, establish that the concern is not there, so then there's no reason to prohibit it. According to Tosus and the Ran, however, less than Zion by Zion means we're not sitting in a sukkah, period. This is not a mitzvah. Sitting in this particular sukkah is like sitting in your living room. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether you're going to be using a table, whether you're not going to be using a table, whether you can fit, whether you can't fit. In this situation, you're not going to be yotzei. An opposite nafgamina is brought down by Rekiva Eger. And here, it's brought down by the Sfas Emes. This is an opposite nafgamina. And here's where we're dealing with, let's say, a person is very, very large. Very, very large man, say the size of a football player, a good 6'5", 300-pound Jew. And he's sitting in this sukkah that's Zion by Zion. And the truth is, he himself cannot fit there with his table. He's just too big. The question is, could he be yotzei in such a sukkah? So again, it all depends on how we understand it. According to Tosfos and the Ran, the issue of Zion by Zion is, again, less than Zion by Zion is not a sukkah. Zion by Zion is the shear that the Chacham established by a sukkah. As long as we consider this to be a sukkah, this person can sit and eat there. And we're not going to be concerned. Shema Yimashe Chachar Shulchano. According to the Rif, who says that the issue is, we're concerned whether a person is going to be drawn after his table and end up eating in his house, this type of person, even though the sukkah is 7x7, he and his table cannot fit in that area, thereby leading to the possibility that really there is a Shema Yimashech, and according to the Rif, this would not be allowed. Third nafgamina brought down by Rekiva Eger is where you have a person who's sitting in a sukkah that's 6x6, which opens up into a much larger sukkah that is kosher beyond a doubt. So you have 15 foot by 10 foot sukkah. And again, there's some type of mechitzas in the way where you see that it's not going to, we can't count the outside 6 by 6 area as part of the original sukkah, but it's going to be opening into it. So the thing is, when you reach in and you eat with your table in the 15 by 10 sukkah, again, you're going to be sticking your head not into an area that's covered by a roof, that's covered by a schach. So what we're really basically doing is representing the problem mentioned in the Mishnah of, in the second parak of Rosh HaBesukah B'Bayis, Rosh HaRuba B'Sukah B'Shulchano B'Sukah B'Bayis. Except over here, it's Rosh HaRuba B'Sukah B'Shulchano B'Sukah Acheres. So according to the Rif, it wouldn't be a problem. Because again, the whole issue is, we're afraid you're going to end up eating outside the sukkah. Here, you're going to be eating in the sukkah. So what's the difference if it's this sukkah or that sukkah? As long as the point is you're eating under schach, that's going to be okay. According to the Ran and Tosfos, it's not going to be okay. Because something which is less than Zion by Zion is going to be a problem. Anything doesn't make a difference if it's opening up to a bigger area or a smaller area. As long as this is considered to be its own separate reshus, it doesn't have the din of a sukkah. And therefore, even though it is going to be opening up to, even though it is going to be opening up into a larger sukkah, still, that wouldn't suffice. Interestingly enough, there's another issue which comes up from this nafkamin, and that has to do with the psak halacha. You see, we mentioned that there were earlier on that there were two different machlokas between cases where Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagree. The case of the small sukkah, where it's not able to be machzik rosh of rubo, which we defined as a sukkah less than 7 by 7. And a person who's sitting at the edge of a large sukkah, but his table is shulchan, is in the house. That's a sukkah where it's mishan machzik rosh of rubo v'shulchan or besoch habayis. We know our Gemara paskins in our case of a small sukkah like Beis Shammai. What does the Gemara do, or what do we do with this halakha by the larger sukkah? Well, according to the Rif, this machlokas by a small sukkah and the machlokas by a large sukkah are actually the same exact thing. Because by saying the reason for a small sukkah is Shema Yimashech Achar Sukkaso, Achar Shulchano, what you're really doing is you're saying the case by the small sukkah and the case by the large sukkah are one and the same. And therefore, if we paskin like Beis Hillel Shammai by the small sukkah in our parak, we're also going to paskin like Beis Shammai by the large sukkah in the second parak. According to the Rif and according to the Ran and Tosfos, we're talking about two different machlokeses over here. Our case in the second parak, our case in the first parak is dealing with the small sukkah. The issue is that it's not a sukkah. The issue in the second parak is Shema Yimashech. While we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai by the small sukkah, we're not going to paskin Beis Shammai by the large sukkah. As far as halach is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch and Tafrish Lam Bedalad Sif Dalad writes, Mishei Arosha Beruba Besukkah B'Shulchanu Chutz L'Sukkah. The achal keilu achal b'sukkah, afilu he sukkah gedola, gzeirah sheimishmashich after shulchano. If you eat in a large sukkah where your table is inside the house, you're not going to be yotzei. We see the Shulchan Aruch is in fact paskening by the Rif. However, the Mishnah Berurah does add an interesting note. When we are talking about this case of Rosh Aruba b'sukkah, the Rif says v'miktsa shulchano omid b'sukkah u'miktsaso toch habayis. Mutar. If part of your table is in the sukkah and part of your table is in the house, that's going to be okay. There, because the logaz rin on shem yimashich, avalim kol shulchanu b'bayis. But if your whole table is inside the house, afil yoshev kulu b'sukkah, v'sukkah hay sasukkah gedola, aser. So what the Mishnah Berurah is doing is saying that this whole question about shem yimashich achar hasukkah, we're qualifying it and saying that that's only when the entire table is inside the house. But as long as part of the table is inside the sukkah, we're not going to have the problem of Shema Yimashich. Have a wonderful week.